All right, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, or if you have your phone and an app, or if you don't have one, then maybe you can ask your neighbor, remind them that they're at church, right? So they have to share. Romans chapter 6, we're going to be looking at verses 3 through 5. Romans 6, 3 through 5, and this is the word of God. It says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." So today is our baptism service, and we are going to be baptizing three of our candidates. We say that baptism is really this outward confession of our inward faith. So in other words, it's this public declaration that we make today about who Christ is and what he has done in our lives and in our hearts. And so when we think about this ceremony or this act of baptism, for us as believers in Christ, it's more than just a religious ritual. It's more than just a ceremony that we go through. But the significance of baptism is that it's the visible reality of the gospel, or the good news of who Jesus is, that is at work in our lives to birth a new life. And that's really why we're here. Not just to observe a ceremony that people go through, but really a testimony of this new life that we have received because of the work of Christ in our lives. You know, the Bible tells us that in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This is the words that Paul writes, that he reminds us that no matter who you are, no matter how good that you have lived this life, that all fall short of the glory of this perfect God. And when he says the word "all have sinned," the word there in the Greek literally means that we have missed the mark. Right? Sometimes we do that. I don't know about you, but when I first came down to Austin and learned to drive, especially on the highway system, you know, I was in Michigan for a long time, and in Texas there's this very unique thing called the service road, where if you want to exit, you have to exit like 3 miles in advance, right? Because if you miss that exit, then you have to drive 3 miles and you pass your road, and then you have to drive another 3 miles to exit. You take the service and then you drive 3 miles. So you end up driving like 10 miles. Just to get back to the exit that you were wanting to get off. And sometimes we do that. We miss the mark. Sometimes in our relationships with one another. As a parent, I know that there are certain things that I want to try to instill into my kids, but sometimes I miss the mark. Why? Because I act out of my anger instead of acting out of love. And so I think all of us can relate to this